Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my radio program. Today is Thursday, June 16th, 2022. If you've been following my program the last several weeks, I've been doing a detailed, in-depth look at the Great Reset, as it's formally called, talking about the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, Klaus Schwab, and the global elitists and their plans to transform our world very radically into a Marxist socialist New World Order, or a one world government and one world religion and one world economic system. It's been very in-depth. It's been staggering, at times frightening. And then just last week, I concluded the series actually by talking about the real Great Resetter, who is Jesus, who will come again at the end of this tribulation period and rescue his people from destruction and deception by the Antichrist. As we have looked at this in great detail, perhaps some of you feel a little bit apprehensive and hopeless, thinking that our world is going to descend into this kind of evil ultimately. But I have some good news for us today. I've read the back of the book, and we win. The Great Reset will ultimately fail, as I pointed out last week, and that when Christ returns, every injustice will be given complete relief. Every wrong will be righted. Every evil will be punished. And at the end of this time of great tribulation, great death and violence and cursing, Jesus has promised a brand new beginning, a new heavens and a new earth, wherein which righteousness dwells and paradise is restored. You see, we've come a long way from the beginning of time to the Garden of Eden, when our first parents sinned and plunged us into death and condemnation. That great Garden of Eden with freedom and serenity and peace was transformed into literally a pit of hell through the first sin of our parents. But paradise corrupted at the end of time will be paradise restored. You see, when Jesus returns, he will establish his 1,000 millennial reign, 1,000-year millennial reign upon the earth to after that, thousands of years, after Satan's final rebellion, when he is cast forever into the lake of fire, then God says he is going to remake this entire universe. You see, it's still corrupted by sin. And God has promised he's going to make everything new. And so as we think about this theme today, and I teach us today on the new heaven and the new earth, I want to give us hope. As I said, we have looked at the Great Reset and how it will ultimately evolve into the one world government in the future with the reign, domination, and deception of the Antichrist. But as we have looked at all of the things that are going to happen, and most of it is very frightening, with all the judgments and the wars, the death, the violence, the destruction, at the end of it all, as is said in all of the fairy tales, there is a pot of gold at the end of every rainbow. There is definitely a pot of gold here. And I want us to look into the future today and gaze upon the beautiful promise that God has made for his people. A new place to dwell, a new heavens, and a new earth. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21 in our Bible, and I want us to read this morning a promise of paradise restored. John writes in Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 5, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are true.'" This is a promise that all of us look forward to. There will be no tears in heaven. I know there was a popular song written by Eric Clapton several decades ago called "Tears in Heaven." I think it was dedicated to his son who died from a horrific fall in an apartment building. It was a song of great sorrow. But God has said, in heaven, there will be no more tears. He's going to dwell with us in a most intimate way. We will see him face to face. And he promised that all of the suffering and the heartache and the brokenness that we have suffered will be rewarded. Our suffering will be rewarded. Mankind will be restored. Paradise will be restored. And I love this beautiful personal promise from God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. God is saying, "You have cried and mourned for so long, agonized, and you have suffered, and you have watched things. Your eyes have seen things that you'd never want to see again. And I promise you, there is coming a day when I myself am going to take out the Kleenex once and for all, and I'm going to take away the tears from your tear-soaked eyes. No more redness, no more puffiness. I am going to wipe the pain out of your life. There will be no more death. Death has been swallowed up in the victory of Jesus. He is the resurrection and the life. All enemies have been trampled under the feet of Jesus. Satan has been forever punished, destroyed. He no longer is there to torment. I am going to wipe the tears from your eyes, and there will be no more death. The sting and the curse of death has been finally removed. And because there is no more death, there will be no more mourning, our crying, our pain. All of those things have ultimately passed away. This is a time of ultimate perfection, when the dread of sin, when the despair and the death have been wiped away, along with the tears in our eyes, the pain is gone. No more sadness or crying. It's all gone. Can you and I even fathom for a moment what that would be like, to no longer weep in silence, to no longer feel the brokenness and despair of separation from our loved ones, be reunited with those that we've loved that have died years ago, to have the very God of the universe promise us that I will forever take away your tears and pain. We say, this is a fairy tale. I mean, is this really true? Is this just a pep talk to get us through the tough times? No. Verse 5, he who was seated on the throne, John writes, said, I am making everything new. When God recreates the universe and gives us a new heavens and a new earth where we will dwell forever in worship and adoration of him, he has promised, I am taking away the oldness, the corruption, and I'm making it new. I'm restoring paradise. Just in case we somehow doubt that this is all true, he says, write this down. He says to John, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. God assures us that when I say something and I promise something, you can mark it down as done. It is going to take place just as I said it would. One day you will awaken from your hurt, heartache, and despair, and you will see the reality of my promise. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. As we go to chapter 22, John continues this amazing vision. He says, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. This is a literal city, the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. This is the Father's house that Jesus promised we would dwell in. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. Remember, he would give us a tree of life for the healing of the nations. And the leaves of the tree, as he says, are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light. and they will reign forever and ever. John takes us on a journey here, and he shows us the New Jerusalem, the streets of gold. We will see the face of God in our resurrected, glorified bodies. There will no longer be any more night. The curse has been lifted. We won't need a lamp or a light from the sun, for the Lord God will be our lamp, will be our light, and we will reign forever and ever. Do you understand this glorious 22nd chapter? We have already previously read the promise of God to wipe the tears away. No more dying, no more mourning, no more sickness, no more pain, no more death. And we're assured that these words are trustworthy and true. And in chapter 22, John takes us on an amazing journey into the city. And again in verse 6 of chapter 22, he says, these words are trustworthy and true. Just in case we doubt it, this is Jesus showing John, giving John a glimpse of our glorious future. The river of the water of life. That's what Jesus said he is. He who believes in me, he will pour out his spirit, and it will become in us rivers of living water. This is the water bearer, Jesus, the river of the water of life. He is filled with life and healing and restoration. These words, as I'm teaching this, I want to assure you, are words of hope for us. Here is paradise restored. This is the God of restoration who brings beauty out of the ashes of our suffering. He promises that though we are going through a painful trial and a tribulation that seems to overwhelm us, that in the end, he has promised to restore us, to recreate the universe, and to bring beauty, ashes of our suffering. There is a pot of gold at the end of every rainbow, and that pot of gold is Jesus. This is our final destination, our final place of dwelling, the New Jerusalem, where we will reign and rule with Christ forever and ever and ever. As I read these words, it inspires me, it strengthens me, it gives me hope that in the end, God will triumph. Have you ever seen the end of the Return of the King from Lord of the Rings? This reminds me so much of the triumph as the King returns to restore, to recreate, to give us life from our hopelessness and despair, to give us new beginnings, to give us comfort and grace forever and ever and ever. No more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. Can we even imagine that? When we look at our world today and everything around us, it speaks of death and violence and destruction. But imagine for a moment that there is coming a day that God has promised that he will restore and bring beauty out of the ashes of our suffering. I want us to spend a few minutes right now in realizing that truth and worshiping with Jeremy Camp, who wrote a song just for our teaching today. It's called There Will Be a Day. Let's listen.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end. His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings. There will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to you away. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own. There has never been a step, but you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, cause joy and peace he brings, and the beauty that's in store. How is the hurt of life seen? But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings, that there will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more.
Promise, a beautiful time of worship from Jeremy Camp as he is singing about what I've been teaching this morning. There will be a day, but you may ask yourself, how do I know promises for me? This promise that God has made in Scripture is for those alone who are trusting in Christ. And if you are one of those that don't have that assurance, that have never reached out in faith and trusted Christ for salvation, for forgiveness of sins, for life everlasting, then that promise is not for you. But it can become a promise, a personal invitation from Christ to you when you bow your knee to him. It's that simple. If you are that person that has been searching and has been looking for truth in all the wrong places, come to Christ. Jesus says, come to me, you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Jesus promises, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and does not come into the judgment, but is passed from death to life. Bow your knee. Bow your heart. Bow your whole being now before Jesus. He comes to take away the corruption and the sin that has destroyed your life. He comes to cleanse you from all of your guilt and shame. This is the promise of Christ. He does all of those things. You come as you are, but I promise you, you will never be the same again. He will transform you from the inside out. You may say, well, I've been a pretty good person, but there is not one person on this earth that is good by nature. Only God is good. He is the standard and the measure of ultimate perfection and goodness. We fall short of that. The Bible says all have sinned and have broken his law. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's all of us. And so we come, and we come with empty hands to receive what we don't deserve. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man boast. Come to him right now. Bow before him in his holy presence. And when you do and you call out to him, he gives you his perfection. He gives you his perfect righteousness. He gives you his forgiveness and peace. It is a gift that you and I can never earn. I hope this morning on my program that you've been given assurance and hope of a great new future that awaits us. One day we will dwell forever with Christ. No more tears, no more sorrow, pain, or death. I want to thank you for joining me this morning on my program. Have a great week, and I will see you again on Monday on the Cross in the Desert. God bless you.